Hello and welcome to this week's edition of the ForgeCast. I am Nelican.
And I'm Lovegore.
And today we are going to talk about tournaments, what we would like to see for tournament structure, formats, everything.
Yeah, pretty much everything, at least at this point, that we are concerned with surrounding the tournament scene. So the first thing is, obviously, I'm hoping to see tournaments, official Stoneblade tournaments, every week. I'm hoping that every week they do some type of tournament, whether it be constructed, limited, campaign, I don't know, campaign tournaments, you know.
Well, it would be cool if they had a rotation of different
formats. Yeah, that would be great, yeah.
One week it's normal constructed, one week it's like,
right.
Commons only, limited, sealed, draft. That would be pretty sweet.
Yeah, I think that'd be great. So I really love to see, from Stoneblade, one awesome tournament a week. I don't know what day it would be. Probably some day that ends in Y, because that seems to be the ones that work out best for us.
I've heard that.
Yeah. So the first thing we talked about kind of in our last podcast was, in terms of constructed, the price of a deck.
Yep.
Now, given the price of your deck, you've already invested cards, money into your cards. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on charging for entry into tournaments, as opposed to open tournaments?
I guess it would depend on the tournament and the prizes involved.
I like both thoughts. I like both schools of thoughts. I like the fact that you can have an open and free tournament available to absolutely everyone, and I like the thought of a paid tournament.
I agree with that too. You mean each week do both? Have each week you do one paid, free?
I would love that. I also think that it would be really cool to, if you played enough of these free and open tournaments, to earn a paid token. And you say, turn in 5 of these tokens for 1 paid entry. It just shows your dedication, you're still constantly playing the game. You know, it just kind of keeps people playing and that type of thing. And I think that's one way that a casual player
can make a great segue
into a tournament.
Is that, hey, if I get free, it didn't cost me.
Right, exactly. And then you'll have a better thought on whether maybe the tournament seems for you, maybe it's not. Maybe you're more of the casual player, or maybe it was, you had so much fun in the first 2 rounds or whatever that you want to do it again. It was the thrill of the rush, and, you know, as it was for me when I first started playing competitive TCGs. So yeah, I would like to see both of those. I would like to see both of those options available.
That sounds actually really cool.
I would also like to see a monthly and yearly ladder from Stoneblade. I'd like to see, you know,
an ELO.
Yeah, I would love to see a monthly ELO, and then I'd like to see a yearly ELO.
Now, what would you get at the top of it?
High fives. How many times do I have to go over this? I think that that's something that, if they are hoping to push it into a competitive game, that we will see. I know there's a lot of players out there of all games, all variety, chess, league, RTS, everything, that are addicted to what their ELO is.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm one of them. So, for me, that alone will keep me playing.
Because you gotta play every day, because you can't let that slip.
Right.
And you can't let anybody get ahead of you.
Right. And I'd also like to see ELO decay as well. If you haven't played for 3 or 4 days, I'd like to see your rating start dropping by 3, 5, 10 points, whatever it may be.
I think it would be more like a week. 3 or 4 days is, people have lives, people have jobs.
That rule number 76. So, I would like to see, I really would like to see those, both of those on Stoneblade's to-do list. I'd hope that they're actually kind of high on the Stoneblade to-do list. I mean, I know they've got a billion other things, and tournaments can come, hopefully they're not going to do the Riot Games thing and release Season 1 of Soulforge a year later or 2 years later. I'd really like to see it within 6 months of launch, of official launch, not beta launch, 6 months of just regular launch. That should hopefully, I'm not sure how big the Stoneblade team is, that should give them enough time to hopefully work out problems with trading, off and all, in-game mail, errata. You're gonna want to rework the UI. You know, all these types of things are gonna come down the line.
And they should be taken care of first.
Right.
Make sure the game is stable.
Yeah.
And the way they want it. And then turn.
Right.
I mean,
and you know, after you've got your core game worked out and you say, okay, we've got all these minor bugs and issues addressed, let's start working towards tournament structure internally. So that's something I know a lot of players were all looking for. And in terms of format, I'd like to see all the every format you could wrap your head around. Common and uncommon.
And I'd like to see major support for those.
I would too, because again, it's a great way to keep the game
those
alive.
Those casual players.
Yeah. Yeah. Sealed, your forte. Sealed deck. Limited format. That's something that I never enjoyed in Magic or in WoW. But in this game, I feel like it's a totally different, it really is a totally different game. So I feel the thought and strategy that goes into this is going to be quite different. I think it's going to be something I'm going to enjoy.
Yes. And Limited is going to be interesting. With them announcing that decks are going to be 30 cards, how are you going to limit Limited?
Right. Exactly. How is it limited? Do you think, we'll draft with more packs? You think that's what we're going to see? Do you think we're going to see, no faction restrictions? How do you think that that's going to pan out?
One of the ideas I've had is that they've talked about if you use one faction for your deck, you get bonuses. Well, how about bonuses in Limited, depending on how many factions you use? The more you use, the less bonuses you get. So if you use four factions, you get no bonuses. But for every fewer faction you use, you get an extra bonus. And I have no idea what kind of bonus
yeah,
that
we
would be,
don't
but,
right, we don't know what kind of bonuses we're looking at, but
I mean, and would the bonuses be based around what faction you use, what faction you use?
And how and again in the tournament scene, are these bonuses going to be overpowered and tip the balance scale? Cool. Sure, they're a cool thing to kind of, you know, a kicker to add to the game, but are they really going to affect your play? Are you going to start with five more life? Are you going to be able to draw an extra card or how?
And let's say if you have a bonus depending on faction. If you have three factions, you get a bonus. You get to choose.
Yeah, you choose that. Yeah, those bonuses. So, that's something I'd like to actually hear from Gary Games on. It would be kind of cool. I'd like to know.
Yeah, because they really have not specified
right.
or even discussed what these bonuses will be.
They may even scrap the whole idea.
Yeah.
And give those bonuses to, again, as we talked in the economy, to the single player campaign mode. You may get those bonuses playing that type of thing in campaign, but not in structure. And that's kind of how I think that it will work out when all is said and done. The next part about, you know, then you have constructed tournaments. You've got limited, we've got constructed, which is, again, and I'd like to see ELO ladders for all of these formats. I'd like to see peasant, limited, constructed, and
author.
Yeah, everything. I'd like to, if they're every format they're gonna do, I wanna see a rating for all that. I really hope that's something they put a lot of time into, because I think that's great to show for the game.
Two-headed ogre.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
2v2.
2v2. I mean, there's so many great, great things that can be done with all these different formats that are possible. The next thing that somebody at work actually had mentioned to me said, well, Nick, what are your thoughts on in-person tournaments? And I told him straight up front, I hated it. After we talked that one time about it, I was really thrilled to possibly do in-game, real-life tournaments, and I really don't like it now. Now that
really?
I think of it, yeah. I think there's just too much liability for something like that. It's either bring your own rig,
yep.
Which either maybe desktop, hopefully laptop, device of some sort, iPad, Android-based tablet, Android-based phone, or that's it. So getting all of these people, 15 people, let's say, in one location with all these type of hardware is a nightmare. You're going to have to have tables, you're going to have internet connection. There's just so much that you are so reliant on that it makes me want to just drop the real tournament thing altogether.
And it's all going to work.
And
I mean, if anybody's
got
some janky system, some lemon or...
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Or you'd have people who bring their iPhone and they start complaining because they lost because their opponent has an iPad.
Yeah, there's a billion different things that can go wrong, and that really leaned me out of the situation. The benefits definitely do not outweigh the cons, in my opinion.
That's a good point. I mean, I would really like to see some way to do it.
Now, maybe if they did I mean, see, and that's the thing. It's the same thing with Magic Online. You know what I mean? You don't see tournaments for Magic Online at your local store or at your local LAN cafe. You don't see that.
Once a year for Worlds.
Right. So, but there's plenty of other ones. You know what I mean? Like, the thing that really, it really comes down to in my in thoughts of hosting a tournament, whether it be real or digital, is the ability to do so. I want to be able to create, I want an in-game tournament creator. I want to say, yes, Forge Gamers is going to host a tournament with 64 slots. And then I want them to sign up through the client into this tournament. And I want it to break down the everything for, a lot like Mantis does for Magic. I want it to break down the brackets. When, you know, I want it to have a reporting system. I've got a lot of things that I would love to see from that. And if we don't, I'm going to be forced to code it myself, and you're going to see it up at Forge Gamers. So, and that's something I'd like to avoid. I mean, it's obviously going to be down the road, but I think that's something that's important to the game. I think that's something that we need to see, is for players to be able to sign up for a tournament on a whim because they want to try it and not have to do the paid tournaments that maybe Stoneblade is offering.
Well, I assume they will have open constructed at all times.
Yeah, I'm assuming, well, that's essentially what
PvP, daily events.
Daily, yeah. It's essentially what you're already doing, but I'd like to see it on a tournament scale. I'd like, you know, StarCraft has tournament on, like, on the side of the game. It's got a ticker. Tournament starts in 2 hours, 32 minutes, and a second. I'd like to see that in Soul. Again, these are all programming-wise, interface-wise, that can make for a giant clustered problem on a tablet. On a PC, that's not an issue. You know what I mean? We have so much retail that we can do, and you just have to rethink these issues when it comes to the mobile market. And that's something that I've got faith in them. They'll probably be able to do. You know, you'll hit the tournament button maybe on your tablet, and that'll pan over to a new page, and it'll give you tournament in on the side or in the top, and then it'll, you know, select tournament, that type of thing. But it's something that I hope that Stoneblade doesn't overlook.
I wonder if you could do something, so like your local game shop, they want to get involved. Let's say they could make, on Soulforge's site, make their own page.
Right.
To run their own events and give out their own prizes and have Stoneblade send them a kit.
Right, yeah.
They run the tournament online and then these people come into their store and pick up prizes. Say it be deck boxes. Cards, these physical items that you might want to use for other games that you play.
Yeah. I would love to see, Stoneblade do some type of starter kit for local stores of some sort. Even if it's a digital starter kit. Maybe it's just a simple QR code or an NFC tag that you scan and it enters you somewhere or puts your name in the, you know what I mean?
Like, or there's a scratch off code with some points on it.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I'd like to see that type of thing. Yeah. I think that would be great. It supplement to the game itself.
Oh, we didn't even mention block.
Block, yeah.
We didn't mention block format.
Well, you know why we didn't mention block format? It's because we don't have a block yet.
That's true.
We've got Corset 2013. That's all we're looking at the moment. So, but yeah, block, another great format. I played a lot of block.
Now, speaking of tournaments and formats, Worlds.
So what I'd like to see from a Worlds event is I'd like to see every format. Every format. I want to see...
It's ambitious.
It is ambitious. But that also means, given it every format, that means casual Joe Schmo can play at Worlds. And then, you know, this is going to sound crazy, but word of mouth is kind of important to a lot of games. So I can tell you right now, when I go into work, a lot of my friends stop me on the way in and say, oh, I tried this new Android game out, you should check it out. Or, I've got this going on, or I've got this going on, this game, or try this app. I feel like that would translate so very well in this situation. Like, hey Tom, what are you doing on Friday? Sorry dude, I'm playing in Worlds. Like, random average Joe is gonna spark up a conversation about this game that somebody probably has never heard about, and he's just got into it playing on a casually competitive level. I mean, I think that having every format at Worlds is crucial.
Now, usually Worlds is broken up, their main tournament is broken up into, like, three different formats for that tournament. You want every format for the whole tournament or different
events? I want different events of each format.
So let's say you have your main event where it's,
limited.
No, it would be constructed right now because we're only going to have one set by the time the first one's right. We might have three or four. You'll have constructed, then limited, then constructed finals. And then you can over here and you can have your peasant and popper, then limited.
Right.
And then finish it off with one of those formats.
Right. That's exactly what I want to see.
So parallel tournaments, one for your super competitive, one for your newer, your casual player.
Yeah. That's exactly what I want to see. I think that's an awesome way to get everybody playing the game.
Will Worlds be live?
God, I hope so.
I mean, I would think it would have to be, but we talked about these nightmares. How would they overcome that?
Well, see, and this is something that we get back to, is I want game replays. I want a built-in system to save my replays of games I've played. I also think that, this is the problem with a truly cross-platform game. iOS, Android, and PC. This is the problem. You can't stream from iOS. You could in some janky way with a camera over the screen, but that's not the same as literally live streaming it like you see on Magic. You know what I mean? You're not gonna get the same effect. You're not gonna get the same amount of followers, that type of thing. So, I think it would be great for Gary Games to release what we would call a tournament client. And if you're playing in the tournament, you would use this tournament client and it would record the games. And then you could send those games to Stoneblade and let them put a world's event media together. So essentially you would all play it at your own different time on your own schedule, whatever it may be, however it may work out, you know. So you've got 24 hours to enter the tournament and play type deal. All your games are recorded and then you can send all that recorded data to Stoneblade. And have them put together essentially what we watch live. That's the only way I feel like it could be done. I mean, granted, you could do a SoulForge PC tournament fairly easily. Again, with a tournament client that streams your play, you know, and then there's commenters and that type of thing. Because I really...
Well, see, the way I would see it is they would want at least their worlds to actually be an in-person event between players. Now, they could set that up on just PCs. Mm-hmm. Like, you get your table number for your pairings, and you sit down at a PC across from your opponent.
Right. That's definitely a doable thing. But again, I don't think we're gonna see that from Stoneblade. I don't think they're that big of a force.
I agree.
I don't think they're gonna be... I shouldn't say that.
They're going to be in a position to be able to do that.
And trust me, I hope I'm wrong. Yes. But
I hope you're wrong.
I don't think that's exactly what we're gonna see. I know, and I wish I would have followed this a little bit closer. Maybe I will go back and do a quick research, so I can add some information to maybe the next podcast or supplemental to this. Is they just did the Ascension World Championships on iPad? I know, obviously, we all know it's another Gary Game product, and it's kind of held as one of the top deck building games out there. They just did the World Tournament. For Ascension, and I should look into how they ran that. I've seen a lot of tweets on the things I follow, a lot of Facebook posts, some people, I lost this, lost that. So I think that'd be interesting to follow up on, and we should do that.
Yeah.
To get an idea of how I feel they may run SoulForge, because that's a good indication. So the next thing I want to kind of touch on is prizes from said tournaments. Are they going to give out Stoneblade points? Are they going to give out gift cards to marketplaces? Are they going to give you cash? Are they going to give you play you in products? Are you going to win worlds and get to make your own card? Like, how do you think that's going to be handled? I think there's a bunch of ways to handle it, and I think actually everything is kind of viable in that situation.
Well, I imagine daily events, weekly events, monthly events even will be in-game coins.
Yes.
But, like, maybe you're 4 times a year, and your worlds will be cash. I think cash prizes is going to be very important. I think you're going to need to have that to attract the kind of players that these guys want to attract. They want to attract hardcore competitive players and eventually want maybe pro players.
Right. Right.
And in order to do that, there has to be money.
There has to be money somewhere. Right.
Well, guys, I think that's going to wrap us up for episode number
two. Two. Yes, we started zero.
Whose idea was that?
So
check us out, ForgeGamers.com.
Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, yell at us on the forums. However you want to get in touch with us, get in touch with us. Let us know what you think. Again, coming soon, we are going to be doing all these podcasts live. And I think our goal for that is when beta releases. I think that's when the Soulforge beta releases, I think is when we are going to start doing these live. Because I'd like to play players as we do this. If the player, you know, it's just for fun, we're not like crazy awesome gamers, but if the player who's playing wins, I'd like to throw them some packs.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Just some kind of awesome giveaways that we're going to do to kind of keep us all rolling forward. We are going to be hosting our own tournaments when beta comes out. We are going to be doing weekly events and prizes and all this other great stuff. So we've got a lot coming forward. So just kind of stay tuned with us and stick with us, guys.
And let us know what you think.
Let us know what you think. Good, bad, give it to us. We want to know.
What do you want to hear from us?
Yeah. So just let us know, guys. Thanks.